Blackstone Audio presents The Wolf and the Man, a Western Story by Max Brand. This book is read by Mark Bramhall. Chapter 1. Gray Cloud had lived only 2 years, but since his 9th month he had made nearly every week a memorable one. It was in his 9th month that he discovered how neatly his fangs would cut the hamstring of a cow, or even of a full-grown bull. That ended all necessity of hard labor for him. Other wolves had to work hard across the diameter of 100-mile range, but Gray Cloud took things easily. Winter or summer, he could always find beef when he wanted it. Since he grew to prefer it perfectly fresh, he had to kill more often. And since he killed more often, he had to lurk closer to the dwellings of man. The terrible scent of steel and gunpowder was seldom out of the far-drawn horizon of his scenting powers, and nearly always there was the trace of man himself in the air. That taught him lessons all the faster. He was learning, as it were, with a gun at his head, in more senses than one. He was nipped 6 times by bullets, but he was never seriously wounded by any of the hundreds of shots that were fired at him. He had discovered that at any distance over 400 yards, he ran little or no danger from firearms. He knew that in the open, a horse could run him down, but for that reason he usually chose to hunt where there were rocky hills. In such going, he could easily leave horses behind him, and dogs also dropped to the rear. Yes, they had begun to hunt him with dogs when he was a scant 1.5 years old, and was just putting on the last of his normal hunting.